This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Resource Center, Maya Tan here. Now, in efforts to support and cultivate innovative sustainability initiatives, the Malaysian Dutch Business Council Sustainability Awards, or MSA, was held just in December last year to acknowledge and recognize the sustainability and innovation efforts of Malaysian and Dutch business organizations. Now, as we all know, the Netherlands is at the forefront of green and sustainable practices, and as Malaysia gears up for the Green Technology Master Plan, I'm eager to learn more about what Malaysian organizations can work towards. So we are privileged to have today His Excellency Harry Molinar, Chief Judge of the MSA and Ambassador of the Embassy of the Netherlands. We also have two award winners, Wouter van der Weyden from Anne Samhoud and Luc Runia from Asian Perlite Industries. Welcome, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to have you here today. So first up, Excellency, what are the biggest trends in sustainable practices coming out of the Netherlands today?
The biggest trends in the Netherlands when it comes to sustainability is that it is actually much more an integral part of doing business. It's a sound business model. That's what I would say the biggest trend right now.
So it's a sound business model, and it's something that goes from start to end, and it is beyond just sort of being environmentally friendly. So the awards is in its fourth year, and a lot of emphasis has been placed on innovation, innovation that minimizes a negative impact. Could you tell us more about the awards?
Yes, this year for the first time, and it's the fourth year that the Malaysian Dutch Business Council has held such a big event, we have added innovation as a specific award to all the others, to the sustainability awards which were already there. Because innovation is also entails a lot of course, of issues on sustainability, but it gives you a wider scope of what is happening really in here in Malaysia and in the Netherlands on in the field of developments, innovative developments. And that's why it was added to it this year.
Mm. And also, as circumstances change, I suppose it goes hand in hand. Without innovation, you will not find the solutions to be more green, to be more sustainable.
Yeah. And it needs also an attitude. And that shouldn't be underestimated. It's also behavior. It should allow people to think out of the box. It should come from a free environment, and that's where I think we often have a cutting edge as coming from the Netherlands, where you have this sort of climate that you have young entrepreneurs, young scientists working closely together. We call it a golden triangle, where government, research and private sector work together.
Mm. And what have you observed of the landscape in Malaysia? Do we have that sort of ecosystem going?
Well, there is a beginning here, and that's why we hook on to it, because we see there's a great potential for it, and we can be a good partner as the Netherlands for Malaysia in this sort of development.
Right. And speaking of good partners, we have our two award winners who are great partners for Malaysian businesses. Let's hear from Wouter van der Weyden from Anne Samhoud. So your company won the award for the MSA Innovation Pioneer segment. Tell us about your winning approach towards innovation and sustainable practices.
Let me introduce our company a bit to you. We are an international firm that is active in management consultancy, but also is venturing into other businesses like food, hospitality, media, gaming. And we are active in Asia, in Middle East and in Europe. We are originally from Holland. Our headquarters is in the Netherlands, but we ventured into Asia as well, here in Malaysia specifically, serving the Asian market. We have a philosophy that says, together we build a brighter future. We achieve breakthroughs by inspiring and by connecting people. And that's what we try to do on a daily basis. And if we look at sustainably successful organizations, our philosophy is that if you want to build a sustainable, successful organization, you have to invest in people. So we believe that if you create value for all stakeholders, you will be successful in the long run. And all stakeholders means that starts with employees. If you create value for your employees, they will create value for your customers. If you create value for your customers, they will create value for your shareholders. And ideally, these shareholders are also willing to invest back in the company again and into society. So a sustainably successful organization creates value for all stakeholders. That's our view on sustainability, and that's what we're trying to contribute to every day.
Mm-hmm. And Your Excellency, as Chief Judge, could you tell us what the impact that Ansem Hood brought to the table?
Well, Wouter already has explained, it really is a different approach of investing in people and training them and make them aware what they can add. And what I was saying before, I mean, this is a perfect example what we could bring as a partner to Malaysia, is that we have a different approach on how to work with your biggest asset, which is really human resources.
Mm-hmm. And I think in terms of innovation with you, it's sort of a culture that comes from within your company. Can you tell us how you've managed to grow this culture of innovation?
Yeah, I think it starts off with a good philosophy. And if you have the right philosophy and you find people that embrace that philosophy and are willing to spread the word, then that's already a good start. I think we kind of hire for attitude and we train for skills. That's one of our biggest philosophies on recruitment. We're not necessarily looking for people with certain kind of skills, but they need to have the right attitude. The attitude to innovate, the attitude to achieve breakthroughs in order to build this brighter future together. And if you find the right people, that's already the best start you can have.
Mm-hmm. How are you working with Malaysian businesses in developing this culture, in sort of changing mindsets and in thought leadership?
Yeah, I think what we've seen in Malaysia, but also in Asia, because we don't only serve the Malaysian market, but also the Asian market, there's a lot of willingness to invest in great places to work. And there's still a lot to win. If you see how the employee engagement at a lot of companies is actually quite dramatic, that people actually say that they have the tendency to leave the company if they get paid 1,000 ringgit or more. You see the employee loyalty actually being quite low, and if employee engagement is low and loyalty is low, it's very hard to also make a sustainably successful organization, because you need the people to build on. You need to rely on people to build a trustworthy organization to be successful in the long run. So working on employee engagement, building great places to work, I think is a worthwhile investment.
Right. Let's also hear from Luke Runia from Asian Perlite Industries. So you've been here 18 years and your company has won for Best Business Sustainability by an SME with your work to increase the output in agricultural practices in Cameron Highlands, which is kind of a hot topic at the moment. You know, we're concerned about the destruction on the highlands. And this is currently something that you're working to try to minimize. Can you tell us more about how you've made changes there?
Thank you. Like you said, we've been here for 18 years, and in the past 18 years, we've seen the problems in Cameron Highlands. What was the problem, and things need to be changed, in our opinion. And what, for my opinion, I see is what we did a lot is what we learned from our mistakes in Holland in those days. And I've seen things here with outputs per square meter are very low. Uses of chemicals is very high in the production food industry. And these are things we look at that can be improved easily, but very simple, together with Holland, with knowledge which we already have in Holland. So we are trying to introduce this kind of technology into Cameron Highlands, especially for labor, because labor is also an issue. We also introduce new machines. We develop new machines, especially for Cameron Highlands, where the uses of labor is being reduced. These are some of our strong points we're in. At the same time, we have developed together with Malaysia a special greenhouse for the lowlands. As my finding for my company is that certain products which are produced in Cameron Highlands could be produced in the lowlands as well. And therefore, I developed a special greenhouse to get more production to the lowlands, also to help the destruction of Cameron Highlands, as people call it, to reduce it. So I think looking at all these things together, this is what makes our company currently very popular, and people see the possibilities of our company, especially, like I say, if we can just increase the production another 25 to 50%, that means per square meter, it means you would have double the size of Cameron Highlands, so no land need to be pushed anymore, you know? So I think these are good solutions where the Dutch have a lot of knowledge and skill and a lot of history in it with the right solutions.
Right. And Your Excellency, why was Asian Perlite selected as the winner for this category?
Yeah, because it was so obvious what they are doing. It's so concrete. You can spend a lot of words, but when you go there, and I've been to the Cameron Highlands, and you see what they bring about, for instance, replacing heavy chemicals with a much more environmental friendly way of fighting pests. I mean, by using natural products, insects, this sort of thing, improving indeed the production per square meter so that you don't have to clear more land, but at the same time you can improve your production because there's, of course, more demand in the market. So very simple things they do. And that stood out amongst the other participants.
Right. I'm speaking with His Excellency Harry Molinar, Chief Judge of the Malaysian Dutch Business Council Sustainability Awards and Ambassador of the Embassy of the Netherlands, as well as Wouter van der Weyden from Anne Stamhood and Luc Runia from Asian Perlite Industries. We're discussing the winning approaches of these award winners in the area of green and sustainable practices. More when we return on Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.
Busy finding money. BFM 89.9.
Good afternoon, this is Maya Tan and you're listening to Resource Centre. Today we have His Excellency Harry Molinar, Chief Judge of the Malaysian Dutch Business Council Sustainability Awards and Ambassador of the Embassy of the Netherlands. Also we have Wouter van der Weyden from Anne Stamhood and Luc Runia from Asian Perlite Industries. We've been talking about why these innovative companies have won awards in the MSA and how they've made an impact in Malaysia. Now before we get back to Wouter and Luc, Your Excellency, as the Netherlands is ahead in terms of being a green nation, I'm curious about how change was brought about in your country. Did policy come before individual change? And at what point did you begin to see a widespread change?
Of course, it takes time. It's not that from one day to the other we are a green country or we're heading towards that. It started, of course, I think, in the wider society, the awareness in the 70s and 80s when we had the acid rain, that we had to do things about it. And then slowly but surely, other parties got interested as well. And in the beginning, of course, the private sector was thinking, how much is it going to cost me to turn my company into a more sustainable model? But after some time, they discovered that it's the best business model they could think of, and so it's a process that slowly catches on, and it started, I would say, in the late 70s, early 80s, and now we are there where we are. I mean, the circular economy is on every radar, on every screen, to put it this way.
Right. And from what you've observed in Malaysia, our Prime Minister has declared a mandate to further the green agenda with a strategic thrust in strengthening institutional frameworks, creating a conducive environment for green tech development, human capital development, green tech research and innovations, as well as public awareness. But in your opinion, what are the most crucial areas to work on immediately?
Well, there must be, of course, leading by example to start with. I mean, if you don't change words into deeds, I mean, that's where you were. So you have a regulatory framework where you say this is allowed, this is not allowed, and then you have to enforce it. Of course, a regulatory framework. You shouldn't look away when things are not going in the right direction. You should enforce things. I mean, it's that would be the approach. And spread it, of course, also amongst make people aware of what they're doing and what they're doing in their environment, how they behave to each other's. That is important.
And in your opinion, you know, does individual change make an impact, make a difference?
Yeah, individual change, of course. Yeah, it is. I mean, it's not only top down, it should also be bottom up. I mean, those are the individuals, of course, that make the difference.
Right. And so, Wouter, and Samhood, your company name begins with the ampersand sign. It's a sign of inclusiveness. Can you tell us the significance of this and how it forms your philosophy in your consultancy work?
Yeah, as I told you before, our company's mission is together we build a brighter future. We achieve breakthroughs by inspiring and by connecting people. And we think the only way to build a brighter future is to do it together. And that's why we came up with the and sign. And our employees, for example, put their names in front of the and sign. So for me, the company is called Van der Weijden and Samhout. And for others, it may be called Hammertjou and Samhout. So that's my colleague, my colleague here in Malaysia. That's actually to stress that we can only do it together. But the same applies to our clients. For example, we are very proud to be working with some of the GLCs like Axiata and Malaysia Airports. And we put the name of our customers also in front of the end sign. So if we work for Axiata, we say Axiata and Samhout. So for us, it's together we build a brighter future, and we do that together with each other. Mm-hmm. If I may add on to His Excellency, as far as change is concerned, as I told you, we are very proud to be working with Axiata. I think change can start from companies as well. And if I look at some of the GLCs like Axiata, their mission is to advance Asia. And they are working every day towards that mission. And that's what I like about Malaysian, but also Asian companies, that is that a lot of these companies have a mission to build the nation as well. And I think that's where it starts. Change can really start with the companies we are working with. And there's a lot of people out there that work for a company 8 hours a day. So you can also change their future. Companies have a huge role to play in the sustainability and the change of a country, a nation, and the world, actually.
Right. And look, you're introducing new products from the Netherlands to reduce the use of chemicals in flowers and vegetables produced in Cameron Highlands. Do you develop these products yourself?
No, we don't develop it. We work with a company called Koppert BV in the Netherlands. We tell them what are the problems here, and if there are certain different problems, they will develop something for it. Because there comes a lot of heavy investment when you want to develop colonies of insects to help control. Actually, all the insects we develop in Holland for this kind of disease, they fly here in the nature also.
Right.
Yeah, so it's not that we're going to bring in anything new or something, anything like that. It's just that you need to have colonies, and to have colonies to put into the farms, you need to have every day, because the whole world orders from Holland every day. So for us to set up something like this here, we probably need a 3 years or 4 year introduction, get all the farmers used to the system, because it's also not possible with this system that if this farmer used the insect and the farmer next to it still uses chemical, he might kill the good insect also when he is spraying, because the wind might carry it to his farm.
So
there's a lot of yeah, that's why I think this should be in the future something by law. It is how it went in Holland also. Holland just said, okay, chemical have to stop. This could be all ban. And then everybody panicked. But then there were solutions developed very fast because we had to. And I think something similar has to happen in Malaysia, that the government says that, hey, if we do this, we have to do it. And the effects of it could be tremendous. As you know, also Malaysia pays for hospital bills and the reduction of hospital bills in Malaysia could save hundreds of millions, I think, by introducing this kind of technology.
Do you think that the push then could come from consumers?
Yes. I think that it definitely has to, because the internet is so strong nowadays. So people see that people in Europe have all healthy food with no chemicals and everything, and they sure wonder why can't we have that? And I think that you can see there is a big jump in increase in sales of organic vegetables in Malaysia, mm-hmm. which I think is not visible if the whole world start eating organic, is not possible. But to have healthy food with less chemicals or no chemicals with biological control is definitely possible. So it is Yeah, it is a push by the people, but it's also it has to come from the farmers who can see that by introducing this, they actually can make more money. Yeah, because your soil will become healthier again if you don't put chemicals in it. You use the right insects. You everything will become healthier. Your production get healthier. You get more production. You need less labor. It's all benefit after once you started with it. But people need to get used to it first, and there's a long process, and it needs some government involvement there to help the Netherlands to set it up here.
Right. Excellency, did you want to add to that?
Yes, and of course we are there as a government. We are an honest broker. I mean, try to introduce companies with this sort of background and approaches. Wouter and Luc are examples of it here, who took the step to invest here and to come here to establish themselves. I think, and we can assist there as an embassy to promote these companies together, of course, with the Malaysian Dutch Business Council, which is a powerful body here in Malaysia to enhance the partnerships.
Yeah. And Luc, what else can we expect from you in the near future?
Like I said, I'm currently pushing very much for the lowland greenhouse, because I see that a lot of products can be done in the lowlands and in the rural areas because of logistic-wise also. We would like to develop in all the states certain greenhouse projects that people have fresh products nearby from their area, and also to help poor people in rural areas who could probably run this kind of projects. This is something we're looking at to develop together with the government if it is possible, and if not, then maybe with private bodies who are willing to invest in this kind of technology.
Right, very inspiring. So, Your Excellency, what are the key learnings that we should take away with us from today's conversation?
Well, that the Netherlands has a lot to offer, and that the Netherlands really, truly is a good partner. We are already an established, let's say, partner of Malaysia when you look at the presence of Dutch private sector companies here. But there's so much more, and with these innovative and sustainable approaches, I mean, it's the next step, I would say, in our relationship. Besides, we have a solid economic relationship with the well-known companies that are already here, that, by the way, are also trying to introduce sustainable practices. But on top of that, I think we can introduce innovative approaches.
Right. Well, thank you very, very much for being here with us today. It's been a pleasure having all of you, Wouter van der Weyden from Anstemhout, and Luc Roenier from Asian Perlite Industries, and of course His Excellency Harry Molinar, Chief Judge of the MDBC Sustainability Awards and Ambassador of the Embassy of the Netherlands. This has been Resource Centre. I'm Maya Tan, BFM 89.9.